It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Late Night Drive. My name is Ellie Schnitt.
I'm Michaela Oakland.
We're so happy to have you here in our, what is it, second to last drive of the year?
Oh my God, is it? Yeah, we are taking a week off, you guys. I'm so sorry to say.
We are taking a Christmas off, but then we'll be back for the week before New Year's. So,
and however, we will still be posting on the Patreon.
Yeah. So if you are like, oh my God, I'm not going to make it a week, then you can subscribe to the Patreon and you'll still get an episode.
Two even, I would say, if I were to get silly with it.
If I was going to get really scientific with it, I'd say two even.
Yeah. So we're having a fun month. Things that I've been complaining about haven't really improved, but I would say that I'm just ignoring it better.
Yeah, I think in the moment it feels really like, oh my God, the world is falling on top of me and the clouds are coming down on me and I'm going to die. And then a month passes and you're like, not dead yet. Not dead yet. And then it sort of feels more manageable. It's not that it really got any better. It's just like your perspective shifts a little. You're like, okay, I think maybe I'll be okay. Maybe.
Plus, there are so many little lights around. It's hard to not feel joy. There's so many cute little reindeer in the front yards of my neighbors.
And it is that time of year where there's so many little reindeers in the front yards of your neighbors. And like, you just have to enjoy that.
I did like a mini Christmas with at my brother's house. So now in my head, I feel that Christmas has already passed and I need to get into the spirit real bad.
Well, you get two Christmases? It's like you're divorced.
I know, right? So I get Christmas with my brother and then Christmas with my sister.
And your brother has a newborn, so it's like the baby's not going to know it's not December 25th, you know?
Yeah, they're still waiting to open all the rest of their presents. But she's so sweet. She's so freaking cute.
She's a baby. I
think I want one.
Okay, queen. That could be your next project.
If you had asked me maybe 2 years ago, maybe even 1 year ago, I was like, I just don't know if I'm a person who wants kids. I just feel like I've never really wanted kids. I've never been that person. And then all of a sudden,
that kind of surprises me, actually. I feel like I thought you were like a kids for sure girly.
No, not until Julia a year ago was like, you would be a really good mom. And then in my head, I was like, oh. Whoa. Like,
one that literally changed it for me. One person's opinion swayed this huge choice in your life.
It wasn't like that I would never make that choice. It was just that I didn't think of it. And just hearing someone say that, because I feel like it's a fear thing. Like, you don't see yourself as a parent. Like, I don't know. And then she was like, no, I really think you would be a really great mother. And I was like, oh my God. Like, whoa. And then
that's kind of a beautiful thing
really
to say.
Really did
to
affect
someone.
Me a lot. I know, it affected me a lot.
I think I would be a good mom. But I'm not 100% sold on it unless the person I was with was 100% sold on it. And then I would be 100%. I'm like 87% sold on it.
Which is 87% more than 5 months ago.
This is true. I think I had more conversations with myself about you actually don't have to be pregnant if you don't want to be pregnant. And that sort of opens the doors, you know.
Yeah, there's like little things that change. It's just funny because it's also like when I was 15, I didn't even think I'd make it to this age.
Honestly, that's so real. And in like a non-depression way, I literally like don't have any concept of the future at all. I think part of it is like I've sort of been living like, well, once I get my kidney transplant, then I'll make like a plan for my life. But then as the years start coming and they don't stop coming.
We've been trying to force ourselves to have more conversations about the future on the podcast a lot in the last couple months, I feel like. Because we're like, this is actually an important thing that we have been avoiding a bit. We haven't really.
But I think that's so. I think it's so normal to be in your like mid to late 20s and then go, oh, there's so much life still. Because like I think when you're in your early 20s or you're in college or whatever, you're like, this is my life and I am going to be young forever and never die. You know, like you have like such a myopic view of life because you're like, well, obviously you die when you're 30. Like you're like, obviously that's a decrepit hag. That'll never be me. And then suddenly you're 27 and you're like, oh, but actually then there's like 40 and 50 and 60 and 70. Like there's years that I have to figure out what the fuck to do with myself for.
The majority of my life is still yet to be experienced.
Yeah, yeah.
The years keep coming and they don't stop coming.
Back to the rules and I hit the ground running. Yeah.
Right, and most of our lives is actually yet to be seen.
Yeah, there was this... This is so stupid. There was this woman at the Republican National Convention like 2 years ago. And she's an awful, I think it was Laura Loomer. She's like an awful woman, just a terrible person. Just not someone you like want to associate with. But at the same time, she did this speech where like no one was like really cheering, but she was super hype. And at one point she goes, "The best is yet to come." And I think about that all the time. And like, it's like a little mantra for myself, you know, even that's if no so one's niche. Cheering, the best is yet to come.
And I can truly tell you I have never seen that, but I love that that is big in Ellie's brain. Like, it's a big character in your head.
Sometimes you see stuff online and you're like, well, this is forever. And
yeah, that's ingrained.
I'll sometimes, it's funny because the internet is, you can get into these niches where you're seeing stuff and you assume for some reason that everyone's seeing the same internet as you. But with algorithms, like, that's just not the case. And sometimes I'll bring up a reference and there's nothing worse than, like, the blank stare of someone who's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
When you said that, I was kind of picturing the movie Inside Out. Like, this woman has become one of the little people in your brain who, like, plays a role in your decision making.
Yeah, well, yeah. But it is almost the end of the year.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
It is. Yeah. That's so weird.
Yeah.
Although 2024 doesn't sound too weird for me as a year, but like this year being over feels weird to me.
I think that even numbered years are way easier to like accept than odd numbered years.
Whoa.
Like 2023, like what is that? But 2024, I'm like, yeah, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's science in there. There's science in there.
Don't know what it is, but it's there.
When you hear the phrase or the term pretty privilege, what do you think of?
I think of all the tips I got as a waitress for really being kind of a bad waitress, just for being
cute.
So
you think of like a cute girl, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this is my gripe with the term. And this is the thing. Pretty privilege exists. It absolutely does. However, the term itself implies it's like a woman only thing. Like you picture a woman experiencing it and getting the benefits. However, this is the thing. It also applies to men. Men who are attractive get more attention from teachers. They also experience the halo effect. They have higher expectations in the workplace. They get promoted better, get paid more, all of those things. But they don't get then also the downsides of like, yeah, you got hired because you're attractive, but now that you're not going on a date with me, I'm going to fire you. Or like, you know, they don't get the...
Or the downside of like, oh, you're pretty and so you're probably dumb. You know, like we're not going to take what you say seriously.
Yeah, there are actually a lot of studies about women who are pretty being found untrustworthy or like seen as a femme fatale who's going to trick them.
Yeah.
So that doesn't have an experience with men. And then also managerial positions. They like aren't seen as... Like, they get lesser than...
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, anyone obviously would choose to be beautiful. There's so many benefits to being, like, an attractive person. But then the phrase pretty privilege itself just pisses me off because it's like we're acting like all these pretty girls are just getting all these benefits. And it's, like, a man thing, too.
Yeah, I definitely think it's sort of, like, an incel situation. Like, it is just one of those things where, like, the incels love to talk about pretty privilege. They love to talk about how you only get things because you're a beautiful... Like, oh my God. Yeah. I mean, how often have you gotten comments on stuff that it's like, well, you only got this because you're attractive. Or, like, you only, like...
My whole career.
Yeah,
the whole thing. Which is so funny because... my most popular thing is She Rates Dogs that has no picture of me, by the way, mind you. But, like, I think back to college and, like, guys that I would talk to who'd say, ooh, I have a great joke idea for you. It would go amazing on your profile, but on my profile, it wouldn't take off because
I'm a guy. Maybe it's, like, not a funny joke.
Yeah, it's not. And it never will be.
It never was, man. It's funny because we do also joke about how, like, people will say the most horrible things about you on the internet, like, awful, awful things. But, you know, no one ever said we're ugly. So we know it's not, because we know that's true. We know we're beautiful.
Oh, I want to congratulate you. Your website looks so cool. You're carrying other brands now. I was so impressed.
Well, yes. Yeah, so there's this company called Canal, and they help you like connect with other small businesses so that you can like sell those products. Because like between launches, it's sort of like, well, I have this website and what am I supposed to do with it? And so they connected me with these brands and they were like, yeah. And I get like a percentage of everything that sells on my website. Obviously, right. It's like not the full price, but it's still, you know, it's a little something something. And so yeah, if you haven't checked it out, track5candleco.com, today might be the very next last
Walmart.
Well, I don't know about that, but if you need a gift for someone or a little treat for yourself, even you should check it out. I made these little gift guides of little curated collections of stuff that you might like.
I loved that. It was beautiful. It was so exciting to see. I was so proud of you. I was like, wow, she's Amazon, she's Walmart, she's Target. She's giving Revolve.
Oh my God, yes, she's a fast fashion guru.
No, not fast fashion, just a major retailer.
I'm a major retailer. Me and my like 10 products, huge.
I think we need to give a fantasy football season end report.
I don't even know what happened. I like haven't even been looking because it's been so depressing that I like can't look at it. You know what I mean?
I had a huge fall from grace this week, and yeah. I have to say it was not my fault.
I believe
it was
that.
Not my fault.
Well, how would it have ever been your fault? You're not playing.
All of my starting, like my major starting players, got a 1 week long injury at the exact same time for the playoff week. So, yeah. Like, they're all fine next. If it happened any other week, it would have been fine. If it was only one or two players, it would have been fine. But instead, season tank, it was so sad. It was so terrible.
Well, my bracket is with my relatives. And, like, you would not believe. My uncle, by the way, lost one game all year. He's 14-1. That's his record, which is crazy. And the people in the semifinals are, like, my uncle and my dad, who are, like, heavies with it. Like, they, like, really try really hard. And then my mom, who doesn't care and whose name is Unicorns, and my brother, who I don't think logged on one time to look at his fantasy. And the rest of us are like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that pissed me off. That really pissed me off.
So are you in the loser bracket?
So the week before what happened is I had 170 points, the second most in the whole league, but I was up against the last place team and they got 180 points. So I would have beaten anyone else and kept second place and had a bye week for playoffs. But instead, I got moved down to fourth place. I had to have a week this week and then everyone got injured. It was so messed up. I had the second most points for the whole season and I'm out, you know? It was a really tough year,
especially after, like, we've had some really good runs. And this year was really tough.
Yeah, and I don't know what place I technically end at with that. Maybe, like, fifth or something. No,
fourth? I'm in fifth place, so I'm in the loser bracket. We'll see what happens. Maybe I can get fourth place.
And last year I won. It's so
literally
sad.
It's crazy.
This is why we need to start our own fantasy thing. Because when it's all hinged on one league, it's really hard
to deal
with.
Yeah. We should make a late night drive fantasy football league.
Yeah, you guys can
you
all
can
enter.
Make a bracket. Not a bracket. You can make a team.
Yahoo will make the bracket. Never mind. did you see the Frog and Toad scandal?
Please tell me about the Frog and Toad scandal.
This really broke me. I found this account that I was really obsessed with called Frog and Toad Book. Mm. And it was showing these. Did you see this?
I've seen the account. Yeah, I've seen the account.
Okay, yeah. They had these lovely pictures, illustrations of Frog and Toad with some quotes from the book. And they were just, it was my favorite account. I tweeted, this is my new favorite account, blah, blah, blah. A couple days later, you'll never believe what I saw. someone tweeted that they were spreading harmful misinformation and that the quotes half the time aren't actually from the book. And I was, of course, tagged in this due to my public adoration for the Frog and Toad book account. And I had to unfollow the account, and it was really hard for me. And I don't know which quotes were real, which ones were fake.
Yeah. So was it that they were making them up, or that they didn't go, they were real quotes that didn't match up with the pictures?
So it was not all of them. A lot of them were real and did match the pictures, but some of them, the quotes were made up or maybe just taken from somewhere else, I guess. So I don't know if that's necessarily harmful misinformation.
Like, if they made up the quotes, harmful misinformation. If they were just taking them a little out of context, it's not great, but I understand it.
Right. Because it's one of those things where now on Elon's Twitter, this is like a verified account that says Frog and Toad book. So you assume,
right.
Assume this is the official Frog and Toad account.
You would That's assume. That's what you think. And that is what you think.
This time last year, I think we were still figuring out if Elon was going to buy Twitter.
I think that is true. I think it's now been 12 months.
It was like the lawsuit type situation where they were forcing him to do it. And they shouldn't have done it. They shouldn't have forced him to do it.
I mean, I'm sure they wanted that money. But oh my God, the pain that it caused. Someone should sue them for selling it to him.
Although he did lose a lot of money, which is, it does bring me joy.
Yeah, but he'll never face consequences. It's just.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Once you reach $1 billion, it's hard to ever go broke.
It's hard. Yeah, it's possible.
You have to try real hard.
And he does.
He should have to, if he goes to jail, maybe. Right? Like,
someone would have to sue him for like $1 billion.
Well, because they are releasing all of the, not all of, but like 170 of Epstein's contacts or something this week or soon. No, in January. They're releasing over 170 of Epstein's
contacts.
People. Yeah, something like that. I don't know how to describe the people, but people who know him, talk to him, are so
my question about that was like, if somebody leaked like the contacts on my phone and then was like, and these are her known associates, there are people in my phone I couldn't tell you who they even are. So I wonder if you could be on that list and be like, I've never even met the guy.
No, wait. No, it is not phone contacts. It's not just phone contacts.
It's a special list.
Yeah. Let me look at the, and mind you, I did find this information out from Pop Base, but.
And you know what? They're giving us the real facts these days.
No, it's just people linked to him. Over 170 people linked to Jeffrey Epstein will be unsealed.
Okay.
Not literal phone contacts.
Not literally like the guy that worked at the Apple store and now he has his phone number.
No.
I was like, that could be really bad for like some innocent people.
They've been holding on to that for a while without telling us, though. Like, damn, yeah. You've known all this time.
They got to do that stuff sometimes. They got to really investigate so people don't know what's coming.
Okay, when you put it like that, yeah. I love that you thought that meant literal phone contacts.
I did. I was like, that seems kind of unethical. Like,
because that's not what I meant when I said it. I was like, people he's in contact with. Like,
yeah, right. His like contacts is his people that he knows.
And you're like, should I wipe my phone?
I was like, is that gonna be a problem?
In some murky water. That's funny. Ellie did a soft launch.
I posted a shoe. I don't know. I would call that a soft launch.
No, that's the definition of a soft launch. A soft launch is like a hand, a shoe, and like that is
that
what
could have been anybody's Ellie, shoe.
Ellie, that's quite literally exactly what a soft launch is.
Well, whatever. You know, I've really never done a soft launch on my like on a post.
Yeah. I've had conflicting feelings about soft launches because I would say was my last relationship, we did like faces were involved, but it wasn't like a post on main of like me and my boyfriend.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I also don't like posting man on main, you know.
But I feel like not if I date someone again. I next time I date someone, I'm going to wait to do... Well, this guy could be lying. This could totally not be true.
Totally.
I would rather wait to soft or hard launch until it's like... I'm marrying this person. You know what I mean?
I feel like you can soft for a long time without harding and then hard launch like literally on your wedding day.
Yeah.
I think that that's allowed. I think if that's... Because I, it's not that I'm like, I don't want people to know if I'm dating someone or I don't want... It's that like, I fully do have crazy people who follow me and say crazy things to me in my DMs all day long. If I am like tagging and posting someone, I know that it comes with a risk of that person being harassed by fucking crazy people.
Mm-hmm. So are there more soft launches to come, would you say? Can we expect more soft launches from you?
I don't know. I will say I was like nervous. I was like nervous to post it because...
Yeah, because you made it the last slide. You're like sneaking this in there.
I just thought it was a cute picture. It is a cute picture. Little shoes. It's cute. But, and also it was like, what have I been up to lately? But it's kind of a funny thing. Like, I feel like a lot of my, the relationships or the people I've dated and this kind of thing, whatever. It's like, there's a sense that like, if I ever posted a soft launch of that person, like it's over, you know, like that they would be like, why would you post, like you're being crazy, like why are you posting that? Which I know is like terrible, but like I literally did have sort of the fear of God in me that I was like, what if he's mad at me because I posted his shoe? And obviously he wasn't because he's not a lunatic, but like I was like nervous about it because that's just been sort of my experience.
I feel like until semi-recently, I would only hard launch because in college it was normal because you'd like do a date party together and always like post pictures with each other from the date party and it'd be like, it wouldn't necessarily be like who was in a relationship, but it'd be like who's fucking who, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I just feel like a lot of my experiences were very much like the Taylor Swift lyric, you kept me like a secret, but I kept you like an oath. Like it was very much.
No, that's so fucked up. Yeah,
it's really fucked up. Whereas, like, I never felt like anyone was like really excited and proud to like show me off in that way, and until like a little later on. But then, even so, like everything.
Well, your one ex posted you a lot.
Oh my god, all the time. Well, I posted him one time, maybe.
Yeah,
I was not interested in because I'm like that. I'm more private about that. I don't really want to do that. And he did not care.
You posted him.
I posted him
not on like your grid. Yeah, not on your grid as much.
I don't want like a digital footprint out there.
But we knew. We knew.
Yeah. You know, but and that was also one of the first.
But he did way more.
Yeah, but that was also one of the first few times that anyone was ever like, and I'm very proudly this person's person.
And that's nice. Yeah. I feel like that's it a good thing. It is a nice thing. Like, I'm kind of giving him a little bit of shit, but I actually prefer that to the alternative.
Yeah. The alternative being like, I'm going to pretend that we don't know each other. Yeah. Like in college, there was this guy. I'm sure I've talked about him, but oh, he was the one. I don't know if you guys are Patreon subscribers, but we did that list of we read the things that our exes had done.
And try not to laugh.
Yeah. And like half of mine that were like horrifying. So it was this guy. We like texted every day for like a year, right? Like we were very close friends at this time. Mm-hmm. And so we'd been texting like all summer and I was so excited to see him on 4th of July when I went back to school for this, you know, for the party. He like fully acted like he did not know me. And I was like, that was weird. And then I turned to my friend and I was like, that was weird. Like, and she was like, I didn't even know you guys knew each other. Like,
Was he like dating? Was he like secret? No. Like, was there someone else there that
he was just an asshole?
What the fuck?
He was like, would have never. And then by the time he finally did decide, like, oh no, okay, you're good enough now. Like by that point, like so much bad stuff had happened. And it was like, this is not.
I don't understand because you're like a very obviously beautiful girl. Know. You were pretty like popular at the time too. Like I don't like. So many people just publicly make out at parties. There's like no one's going to judge him. No one's going to be like, oh my God, weird that he's talking to Ellie. Like what?
People didn't like me.
So it was because other people didn't like you?
Yeah, totally. It was because like his friends would have like made fun of him or, you know, whatever.
Oh, so like you really knew like the people at the party. And so like that's like a more high school feeling. It was
it was horrible. It literally was.
I was like, I cannot imagine why he would do that. But I guess not that that makes sense.
It makes sense. But if like you're 17.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Not to like get into tragic backstory. But no. Yeah. There was like a lot of that and like a lot of feeling like no one was like proud to like be with me, you know? And so I really have a hard time sometimes, like even like being public with relationships, because I'm like, I don't want like anyone to be mad at me. Yeah, I don't want them to like yell at me and be like, you're being too, like, that's not what this, you know?
Yeah, but it is what it is. And if you're not gonna, like, if that's how you're gonna react, then I'm clearly wasting my time.
Totally. No, and exactly.
Because you're not going to make me feel like I'm crazy. I know what's going on here. That's what we talk about privately all the time.
And it is funny because my mom got involved.
I saw your mom's comment.
It's like, Mom!
And it's funny because we talked about this on the podcast months ago, how like your mom will text you like, well, I don't know who you're dating right now. And like, just
one time I was going on a first date with someone. I told my mom and she followed him on Instagram before the date. And you wonder why I don't tell you about stuff.
I remember this because this wasn't that long ago.
That's a couple years ago.
A few years ago. Yeah,
I was in New York, for sure. Yeah.
It was someone you knew from high school or something And he kind of looked like someone that I had dated. And I remember he did musical theater or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, I'm remembering a lot of details.
Detail queen. And she followed him on Instagram before the date. I was so mad at her. And this is the kind of stuff she does.
Yeah. Did you see the Cornell rejection kid?
I did see the Cornell rejection kid. What an interesting saga. Actually sort of has gone up and down, back and forth with it.
Yeah, I didn't see the twists and turns the way that it would go. Initially, I was like, is this worth talking about? But then I saw all the, of course, the ups and downs. And I said, we should as a society discuss this. But this is kind of on the tail of other stories like this, which I think is why he got more flack than normal. There have been a lot of white young men. I feel like it's mostly men. It probably women too. I don't know. But like posting about how they didn't get into an Ivy League school because they're white and all of their
Which, by the way, is hilarious because do you not remember a couple of months ago they overturned affirmative action? So actually, what the fuck are you talking about? Maybe you just suck.
Yeah, I don't know. There's like a whole other or not a whole new wave of it, which is so funny. But basically someone posted his video and said bro didn't get in because he's white. And everyone was like kind of making fun of the kid because his SAT score wasn't really that good anyway. And he wrote like played 10 years of clarinet and just kind of like stupid things. But then the kid, I guess, messaged that guy and was like, I never said it had anything to do with race. You really set me up here. Like this could ruin my life. Please take that down.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, this should be a lesson to you to be careful what you post on the internet because of blah, blah, blah. And it's like, dude.
Like you can't control yourself? You're a grown man.
Yeah.
I just don't think we should be making fun of children on what is at that time ostensibly one of the bigger decisions you make in your life at that age. Being like emotional about not getting into a school that they want. Like I know that there are some people that are like, it's because of whatever, but like someone like that who's like, they're trying your best. Like you have this dream school, you don't get in. It feels so crushing at that time, even though where you go to college does not matter. Let me tell you something. Where you go to college does matter. Unless you want to be like a rocket scientist or, you know, something. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but it calls back to also the conversation we had when that video of those three blonde girls was going viral and then some man captioned it as something else and then everyone, like, you go to heaven and this is what you see, what are you doing or something.
Yeah.
And it's like, we need to be more mindful of, is this video itself something we should make fun of or is this other person putting that caption on it, making it like offensive or unappealing or bad in some way, and then we're insulting the people in the video for something they didn't say.
I think sometimes people online have a hard time because they, you know, using a reaction GIF or reaction image from like a movie when they're like characters playing a character is a very different thing than using a reaction image or whatever, a video, GIF, whatever, of like a real person. But I think like your brain is not picking that up for some reason.
That's interesting.
It's ethical to like take a movie clip out of context and be like saying something, because it's like that's technically not a real person, right? Like that's a character.
Yeah. Versus everyone like, knows not to go after Zac Efron for that.
Like, they're like, that's just a ridiculous character. But like to put like a person, their real face, maybe even their real name from TikTok or something, and be like, yeah, here's someone that we're gonna ridicule. That's like, come on, that's fucked up. That's bullying.
Yeah, and it's funny because when I first saw that, I was like, oh, this kid isn't.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even that I thought that he was the one who wrote that caption, but like when I saw that caption to it, I was like, oh, that must have been his point. Like, that's why someone said that. Like, he must be in those spaces and like agree with those people, or maybe somewhere in the comments he said that. Like, I don't know. For some reason, I was like, that must be what he's implying.
Because why wouldn't you think that? If that was the caption, you would think, oh, that must be the summary of what the event is.
Right. So like when I saw that update of the conversation, I was like, oh, I really need to be more mindful of that kind of thing, because I was liking tweets making fun of him a little, like, that's a low SAT score. Why do you think he'd get in just because of that SAT score? I was like, exactly. LOL. 10 years of clarinet is a funny thing to put in there. I was on the news is a funny thing to put on there. But then I went and unliked those tweets because I was like, that was mean.
Yeah, that's a child. We need to remember. I don't know. Not to say that children are off limits to make fun of. Not to be some woke scold and tell you can't make fun of children. But I do think, like, just in general, yeah, it is important to be cognizant of the fact that, like, people just say stuff. People just make stuff up. I mean, we do this all the time. We're like, well, I saw this tweet that said blah, 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 this, that, and the other thing. And it's like, source? Saw, read it somewhere, made it the fuck up, you know?
Well, I do know that this is a thing, which is why I, when I was running She Rates Dogs, I would cross people's faces and names out on dating apps, because I was like, someone could be using their photo and saying this. So if there's any chance that someone's someone else's photo to say this, I don't want someone to get all of these, because it's so easy to use like a fake picture on a dating app and then just ruin someone's life. I was like, even if that's 0.01% of the chance, I'm not going to do that. So when it's like me starting it, I know to be careful about those things. But then when I like just see something off the cuff on the timeline, I'm like, oh, LOL.
It was kind of a funny. I feel bad for that kid, though. Yeah. Like, I do. I just feel bad for, because I know how much you like hope and dream to get into a college, and then you get rejected. And it feels like the end of the world. And hey, kid, I doubt you're listening. But if you are listening, it's not the end.
Maybe you're
a huge fan. It's not the end of the world. It just isn't. Your life does not end when you don't get into the college of your dreams. Like, actually, your life is just beginning. You're gonna get in somewhere great. You had fine scores, activities, whatever. It's just like maybe not the top 10% of schools or whatever, which is fine.
Mm-hmm. I went to
probably a top 98% state school, and I'm doing fine.
I went to Arizona State University. Yeah,
listen. And that's probably even better than Illinois State. So, like, you know.
Oh my God, do you actually think that?
I actually think that the acceptance rate at ISU is like 60, 70, 80%.
It's really high at ASU, too. Yeah. But then I don't think that the quality of classes at either of those schools were bad. Like, that's the thing. I feel like it doesn't really matter.
I learned
a lot. Except for the social media classes. Those kind of flopped a bit. But I bet they're better now.
Social media classes.
Yeah, because I took a media, so I was funny. A media analysis double major. So that one of them was like understanding all of the different formats of media. And one of the activities we had was making a Pinterest board. And I was like, this is so stupid.
Slay. Okay, I wish I had a class where I had to make a Pinterest board.
That's when I dropped out, when they told me to make a Pinterest board.
I'm not saying this is a judgment on you at all, but I will say all the worst people I went to high school with went to ASU.
Oh, no one from my high school went to ASU.
Ooh, you were a special little girl.
One person did. But everyone went to Colorado State or Colorado Boulder.
I believe that.
I had wonderful friends at ASU that I still talk to. I think there were, like, there's an obnoxious frat culture there, for sure.
It was all the boys. It was like the obnoxious boys went to ASU.
I would say I had a lot of bad experiences with men there. But yeah, that's probably true of most frats.
I think that's probably true of just sort of 19 to 21-year-old men somewhat generally. I'd say like, 19 to 26-year-old men sort of generally.
They're drunk and they've just been let off the leash. I don't know about this.
They've just been released. It's like you can't let a puppy just sort of run around your house. You have to crate train them. You got to get them pee pads. No one's doing this for these boys. They're just letting them loose in the house. They're pissing everywhere. It's not. It's, but you then know.
At the same time, our friend who went to an Ivy League school said the people there were also the most insane person or most insane people she's ever met.
I think you're just insane when you're 19. Yeah, I think that could be the answer.
I don't think we could name a college where everyone was actually very chill, cool, collected, nice, and kind. And
maybe like one of those small, like little, tiny, little colleges, like in the middle of nowhere, you know?
No, those people are so crazy.
Maybe the lesson is we're all crazy.
My friend who grew up in a really small town asked me if they ever stripped me naked and bent me over to see if I had scoliosis when I was younger.
So here's the thing.
And I was like, I've never heard of that. What?
This was in our group chat. And I got off streaming and that was the message I read. And I was like, I can't even engage with this. What are you talking about? Some random people came, stripped you naked and tapped your spine? That doesn't sound right.
And then someone else in the group chat was like, well, that kind of happened, but they didn't strip us naked. They just checked our spines. And I was like, that wasn't even necessary.
Then your doctor. Okay, but I do think if you are from like a very rural area where there are fewer doctors, fewer hospitals, like it kind of makes sense to corral all the children and just do that. Because if you can't go in for a checkup as often, I guess it makes sense. Especially because I think scoliosis was a really big problem in rural areas and was just like being untreated.
To me, it kind of felt like something that they did more during our parents' time. And in most places, it's died out. But in some places, it's still holding on.
I did it at the doctor's office.
And that's fair.
Not stripped. But yeah, I remember doing it at the doctor's when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really hold on to memories very well like that. So I'm actually not quite sure.
I definitely remember doing that. But just at the doctor when I was like 7. And they were like, you're fine.
Oh, I've broken out into like red splotches all over my stomach.
Think it's hives? That sounds like hives.
My best guess right now is that I maybe have developed a cat allergy because it started when I went to my brother's house. And the only thing that was different was that like he has cats there and they all the time hang out on the bed that I slept on.
Whoa.
But I never had a cat allergy previously, but I never had cats and I wasn't around them much. So it's like hard to tell.
Yeah.
But I need to do one of those tests now for allergies because it's like it's ugly. It's ugly to me.
Girl, it's okay. That happens to me every time I eat a scallion on accident.
How long does it last?
It really depends. It can be gone in like 24 hours or it can last like 2-3 weeks. Hard to say.
Okay. Interesting.
But
okay.
If it itches and it's uncomfortable, any kind of antihistamine you can take or like a topical cream.
Yeah, my mom got me those when it started. But I've been at that house and in the beds like the whole week. So it's not like it would have gone away. But I'm hoping now that I'm free. Anyway. It's so fucked up that you can get a new allergy in this day and age, by my big old age.
You're telling me.
All of a sudden, cats?
Mm-hmm. Cats?
Maybe. It might not be that, but that's my best guess. I like this thing that you said we should do of asking people to write in.
Yeah, I just think that for our last episode of the year, we should do some sort of like, not award, but a sort of like a, you know.
Oh, like a roadside, the best roadside attraction.
Yeah. Like going
the country fair first place for the roadside attraction.
So if you want to and you have something in your head that you're like, oh my God, yeah, we should talk about that or whatever. We would love for you to write in on the Instagram, which is, by the way, Late Night Drive. pod.
Late Night Drive pod, yeah.
Late Night Drive pod. If you wanted to write in what you think was the stupidest discourse of the year, for example, the vanilla perfume discourse or the Millie Bobby Brown taking pictures of food is classist discourse, things like that, they're sort of like stupid, like genuinely dumb, not helpful for anybody, that you thought to yourself, that's really fucking stupid. And if you wanted to send that in, we'd love to read them.
Do you think it would be good if we did a story with the question thing and then people answered to that? And then we could have maybe second, third place and an honorable mention.
We could even do a tier list. We can rate them, you know, the worst to the best.
Ones that are just silly and ones that actually had ramifications, you know?
Yeah, totally, totally. Like, this actually was true, or this is the stupidest thing I've ever read in my entire life.
I love that. You will find that soon. Just keep your eyes peeled. We don't post stories too often on there, so you can't miss it. Yeah. You looked into this so that we could get a proper update on the Trump being banned from the Colorado ballots.
I did. I did look into it.
That just broke.
Yeah. And you know what? I got bad news, which is that it's not anything.
You think the Supreme Court's just going to overturn it?
So first of all, there's almost a 0.0% chance that the Supreme Court is like, yeah, that should stand. Although there is something interesting there where you get into states' rights, because that's like a big Republican talking point. So at what point is like the federal government allowed to overrule like a state ruling? Like the highest court in Colorado, you know, that's states' rights to make that decision that they don't want this person on the ballot, or is it? So there's something maybe interesting there, but mostly, yeah, no, it's going to be overturned. Also, it's one state, you know? So it's sort of a big nothing burger, but who knows? Maybe something interesting will come out of it. I doubt it, but there's a lot of sort of weird, interesting legal things in the Trump world that are going to become pretty big in 2024. There's some trials and that kind of stuff. Obviously the election. So keep your eyes peeled, because actually this is a great time to get into some politics. And if you want to know where I get all my takes from, you can watch the Hasanabi broadcast at twitch.tv/Hasanabi.
Don't, you don't need to link them.
It's not a link. It's a verbal, it's sort of an endorsement.
Yeah, number one on the ground.
I'm just trying to make everyone into a leftist. See, he always says people do not support him. I'm out here giving the link on the podcast.
And where's that follow? Where's that follow,
Hasan? And where's the follow, Hasan? Just one, just a crumb. Just a crumb of attention.
Okay, because I was going to ask, like, we still haven't had Trump's arrest come to fruition. True?
True. It's probably, true. Well, who knows? The trials are coming up in 2024. We'll see what happens.
Gotcha. But
I'm not necessarily optimistic. Something kind of crazy would have to happen.
Because I was looking, this is one of the things that made me think time isn't real. The photo of him being arrested was only like 2 months ago.
What? Oi. Oi.
Yeah.
Oi.
Isn't that crazy?
There was something else that was really crazy. Like, sometimes people have been saying, like, oh, can you believe this was this year? And then I'm like, no, I actually can't believe that was this year. I don't remember what it was exactly. But I was like, that happened 4 years ago. I don't know what you're talking about.
Those are the kinds of things that give me hope, though. Because in my head, I'm like, this year went so fast. But then when someone reminds me that something was pretty recent, I'm like, oh, I have more time in each month than I thought I did. That's nice.
And that's true.
Should we pull over?
Yeah, we probably should. Okay, so now that we've pulled over, what are we looking at?
We are looking at a giant Christmas wish list from a 13-year-old.
Well, can I ask you, what are you wishing for Christmas this year?
Oh, right. So the luggage, the suitcase. The which, as you know, I just got back from a trip and my mom would not let me open it early. She was like, nope, that is your Christmas present. You are going to wait to open it. A silk pillowcase because I tore mine. And then my brother got me Steve Madden boots and a diffuser.
Oh, that's very nice. Good job, brother. Yeah,
he's making a lot of money these days. So I'm about to start getting some good presents.
When is he doing my nose? Anyways, I kind of fear that my brother saw my Instagram story yesterday where I was like, here's something you can get for your sister, and that he's going to get it for me when I already have one. I should have made a disclaimer like, Nate, I have the Kitsch hair curler.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it's great. We love the kid's hair curler. I have it as well.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of it. And you can get it on my website.
And you should get it on Ellie's and website.
You should get it on my website.
We also have a discount code for Kitsch, but I don't, it's either, I think it's Ellie.
Yeah.
So this wish list.
So the wish list kind of went viral on Twitter, which we'll talk about whether or not that that's like a weird thing to have done. But like, basically this woman posted a tweet where she's like, oh my God, I just saw my 13-year-old nieces or something.
She just said, this is my 13-year-old niece's list. Well, it and then come, that face that's like...
That face?
The face.
No, but there had been tweets before. Like, I think she had tweeted before that, like, she was like, you would not believe what the kids are wishing for these days. Like, you don't need Drunk Elephant. You're seven. Like, there was something like that. And then somebody posted, this is my niece's wish list. And she posted the wish list. And yeah, like...
And just a note, she has since deleted it. I don't think she really wanted this much backlash against her 13-year-old niece. I think like, it was more of just fair. Like, can you believe?
Can you believe what the kids are asking for these days?
This is kind of similar to the Cornell thing, where the first time I saw this on my feed, it was coupled with a quote tweet saying, it's not normal for a 13-year-old to be asking for shapewear and anti-aging serum. And I was like, oh my God, true. That's really sad. But then I looked at the list and that's not actually what was on it.
Yeah, sort of not at all.
Should we read some of the things on this wish list?
Yeah, which by the way, kind of a great little wish list. If my mom is watching, I would love a wish list like this.
We've got Dior lip oil. We've got weighted blanket. We've got blue roller rabbit PJs, acrylic nails.
Real ones, by the way. She wrote in parentheses, real ones.
Real ones. Tooth gems, false lashes, MacBook Pro.
Like, okay, rings, slay girl.
Silk pillowcase. Hey. Facial ice globes, new vanity. Like, this is a, she's expecting a lot.
Well, I think the idea with a, correct me if I'm wrong because I am a Jew, but like the idea with a wish list is like you just write everything down. And then
totally.
And then totally. Maybe she's, I think she's sort of shooting her shot on some of these things, because at one point she just wrote money.
Yeah. 1,000%.
And I'm loving that for her.
When I was younger, I used to do it like this. But then I was like, no, I really need to narrow it down to what I really want, because then I can be sure I'll get it. Like, surely some of these things she wants more than other things. And they're lost in this gigantic wish list of a million things. Apple Watch is on here.
Is it?
Yeah.
New iPad.
Lululemon, you know, rings.
Uggs, low. She wants the low ones.
Stanley water bottle.
I mean, honestly, it's a great little list. I kind of want some of the things on here.
And to clarify, when people said she was asking for shapewear, they're referring to her asking for Skims, which Skims is not just shapewear. It's like a...
And hasn't been for a long time.
Also, I needed to remind myself that 13 is eighth grade. Like, that's right before high school. It's not like a
baby.
Elementary schooler. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, obviously, that's a baby. But also, at the same time, like, that's somebody who's, like, got 1 foot in puberty. And she, you know, like, when I was 13... Yeah, I wanted to be like the, like, you know, like a senior in high school you thought was like the oldest person in the world. And like, they were so beautiful and they wore makeup and they were like, you know, they were cool and they wore cool things. Mm-hmm. And you wanted to be like your friend's older sister. And like, that's the most normal thing in the world. People were talking about this list like it was like, it's so sad the way that people grow up. The kids these days are growing up so fast. I'm like, there has never been a time in history that 13-year-old girls have not wanted to be like their older sisters or their friends' older sisters or the girls they see on TV or, you know, that's just not how life works.
Well, middle school is when I started wearing makeup. And then I remember in seventh grade, my mom made me not wear makeup as like a punishment. She was like, you can't wear makeup anymore. And I sobbed. I was like screaming, sobbing, throwing up. I was like, I have to. You can't take this away from me. It was bad. But I mean, I do think the discourse could be interesting if it was separate of this list specifically. Like, yes, I think there possibly is an issue of skincare being marketed to kids who are too young now. Mm-hmm. And there is like maybe shapewear being marketed to.
Let me just say, I don't think it's ever too young to start wearing sunscreen and moisturizer and get that habit in. So I like that for those little girls, but you don't need an anti-aging serum when you're 13.
Well, and the obvious implication of this is making them feel you sell these things by making them feel insecure about their skin aging, yes, or their skin like looking but bad, again, looking old, looking.
Yeah, but I also think like there's so much discourse about this because people love to be like, and the kids these days are so entitled and they want this. Like, people have been trying to sell shit and make girls and young women insecure again since advertising was invented. That's why advertising was invented, to make women insecure so they buy stuff. So I don't like that part of the conversation. Like, I don't like them dragging this little girl like as though it's any different than any generation before her.
Yeah, I think the focus shouldn't be on any individual little girl. Like I said earlier, if we take it away from this specific wish list, though, like just marketing agencies in general, like I do think this is an issue. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I mean, again, middle school girls since the beginning of time have been wearing makeup. I mean, I didn't necessarily have an interest in skincare. My mom kind of had to force me to wear a face lotion that had SPF in it. And I think it's actually probably good that kids care more about wearing sunscreen now.
But I think
that's probably a positive.
Being 13 No, I think being 13 is about being insecure a little bit. I don't know. It shouldn't be. I wish it wasn't. Totally. But like, I think there's something really fair there. And I also think that even without TikTok, this like would be a thing. People were kind of making comments like, oh, this person, sure. But at the same time, even if your kid, if you didn't let your kid watch TikTok, she would still go to school and all her friends would be talking about these things. Her friends would be saying, I want this, I want that. Because I remember that was part of the reason that I would want things when I was a kid, not because I really wanted them. It's because my friends talked about them like they were cool. And so I was like, well, they must be cool because my friends have them and my friends want them, you know? So I just don't know how much of it needs to be like people are like so weird and moral panicky about things like this. And it's like, at the end of the day, it's just a wish list, love. She's just writing down shit that she wants.
Also, it's just such a dramatization. How do you say that word?
That was dramatization. Oh, dramatization.
It could be what any of those could things. Be. But like... There was no reason to quote that tweet and be like, she's asking for anti-aging serum when what she actually asked for was bronzing drops from Drunk Elephant. Like, that's not what that is.
Really different things.
And Skims has pajamas. Skims has dresses and shirts shorts.
I'm going to text my mom that I want Skims pajamas, actually, before I forget.
Oh, I've heard incredible things about Skims pajamas.
And you know they have them at Nordstrom Rack?
They have Skims at Nordstrom Rack?
Yeah, because they have them at Nordstrom. So you can get them at Nordstrom Rack if you're lucky. But yeah, I think that was like a silly little discourse. And I think this whole episode is about be nicer to children. It's not the children's fault that they're being featured online in an arena full of adults, which is why we need more kids safe spaces.
It is kind of the theme of the whole episode.
Yeah, I just think we need more spaces where kids can post these things to each other without some 27-year-old in Yonkers being like, and actually that's what's wrong with this child.
Well, that's what pissed me off the most about the discourse was it was mostly grown adult men replying to this and being like, this is such an issue with young girls.
You don't know shit about being a young girl. Because this is no different than it has ever been.
I was picking my freckles out with a needle at that age.
What?
That's how insecure I was.
Oh my God. I wore giant padded bras because that's how insecure I was.
That wasn't until high school for me, but it got serious then.
And my mom, by the way, would buy them for me. She was an ally.
I don't remember how I got my hands on them. Like, I actually don't. I must have asked for, like, a pink gift card for and Christmas. Then just done that,
yeah.
And then taken it and done that with it. And I'm sure when she got it in the wash or in the laundry, my mom was like, laughing at it, Michaela. She actually would, like, sometimes if I got something a little bit slutty, she would take it and, like, put it in the drawer and, like, not give it back to me. And I would, like, never find it again after that went off to the wash. And one time I, like, found the drawer and I was
That's
like,
really funny.
Oh.
Now, my mom was buying that stuff for me because it's not like she would never wear like any of that kind of stuff. So she thought it was very fun that she could buy me like a neon lime green thong and bra set. Like, she was having a blast with it. I think probably because she knew no one but me was ever going to see it. but still.
Yeah, we...
She was very supportive.
I think I would even today go neon. I like neon colors.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't gotten a neon pair of underwear in a while. Maybe that's on the wish list. Neon
Let's
underwear.
Bring that back.
Glow in the dark. They should make glow in the dark. Do they make glow in the dark lingerie?
That would really make you giggle. Like that would be really. That would be so funny. Like, it wouldn't be sexy, but it would be cute.
You know, like glow in the dark stars. You know, like that's kind of fun.
Maybe, yeah. Let's picture it in our heads. You're on
Just think
the bed.
That a beautiful woman is like the night sky and deserves to be outfitted as such.
If it's done in like a really good way,
it could not be like glow in the dark dinosaur vibes. Like, it would
No.
It would have to be very beautiful.
But like, imagine the moment upon reveal. It would be like, is that glow in the dark? Like, it would make a really good Instagram photo.
It would make such a good Instagram photo.
But I'm wondering about a real life reveal, how that would go. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know how it would go with women. I don't know how that would go down if I was a woman who wanted to have sex with a woman who was wearing like glow in the dark. But I think men would be very into it because they're very simple. And they'd be like, light up booby. You know, it's a beautiful thing.
If you're a man and you're listening, tell us what you would think. There's going to be like, lingerie, sign me up.
No, but exactly.
They're not thinking about the details.
Simple, simple creatures.
Should we tarot? Should we?
All right, darling. We can do a little tarot. I was on a roll last night on Twitch before big internet really shut me down. They were silencing me.
Doing tarot card readings.
Mm-hmm. So they were like, the people don't need to know. The people are not ready for this.
Ooh, child.
Yes, sorry. That's true. And sorry. You should say, can you believe that it's December 20th?
Is it actually?
Yeah, it actually
is. Oh, that's so fucked up. That's so fucked up.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's so fucked up.
No, it's sort of evil. But I am actually really excited because, first of all, 8 days from now is my half birthday. So don't forget. And
it's on my calendar. It's literally on my calendar.
Yay.
I have a reminder for it.
Slay. And then also, there's only like 11 days left in the year.
Yeah, that's huge.
And then 14 days after that, what's 11 plus 14? 24 days. Guess what? We're going to hang out.
11 plus 14 is
24? 25. I said that. And we're going to hang out. IRL.
That's amazing. I'm trying to decide if I want to do something for New Year's Eve.
So me and my friends decided we're just going to do slumber party vibes. Like,
oh, that would be fun.
Bake cookies. Like, everyone brings a little appetizer and we just drink wine and chill out.
Because I really don't want to pay for a New Year's Eve Uber. That's like really the big thing.
What I said that convinced everyone was like, listen to me. We are all broke right now. You two just lost your jobs. Mm. I don't know what's going on. We're not going somewhere. Tarot card of the week, roadside map, whatever, is strength. And it's strength averse, which means not just external strength, it's inner strength. It's not that you don't have a support system. It just means that you need to find strength within yourself and empower yourself and have those conversations like with yourself and say, what can I do to be, you know, to support myself?
Yeah, got to start with you.
External support and help is really helpful.
So we're all going to be,
like, you gotta be there
beacons
for you,
of inner strength,
you know?
For ourselves going into this new year. We're going you know, keep our interests at the top of the mind and power through the hard, the darkness, the deep depression, darkness of winter.
Which, by the way, is deep, dark, depressing because Goddamn, really, when that sun starts like, setting at 3:45, I go,
why do they do it?
Surely not.
Anyway, shout out to our birthday ridiculous. Pigs, Curtis, Katie, Maya, Nathan, Flower Pig, Georgia, and Zachary. And if you want to keep up with us while we don't have a main episode next week during the holidays, there will be one on Patreon at patreon.com/latenightdrivepod. And plus, there will be a backlog of 20 other bonus episodes you've never heard before on there that you can unlock all at once. And, you know, celebrate the holidays with us. Ring in the new year with your best girlfriends, as you should.
As you should. And we love you guys so much. I hope you have a very merry, merry Christmas. You bake cookies, you see your family, whatever it is that you do. Go to a Chinese restaurant. That's often what those of you who don't celebrate Christmas might do. My family actually never does that because we do spend Christmas with my mom's family. But one day, I'm sure I'll have Chinese food for Christmas, like a good Jew. And yeah, I love you guys so much. We hope you are staying safe out there, staying smart out there. And as always, have a good day, have a good night, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Hope it's a great one. We will catch you not next week, but the week after that.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle night drive.
Yes.
Jingle night drive. We hope you had a good drive, driving and driving and plowing the snow. Happy ho, ho, ho. Thank you.
Late Night Drive with Ellie and Michaela is brought to you by BetterHelp. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/LND today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/LND.